The hub of Charlotte's local art scene used to be North Davidson, or NODOP, with twice-monthly gallery crawls that showcased a string of locally owned art galleries and local art. But over the last decade, that center has come undone, and artists are having to scramble to show and sell their art wherever and however they can. How did that happen, and where is Charlotte's local art scene going? Greg LaCour has more on the story.
One thing you notice when visiting Charlotte's Arts District is that it's difficult to find the art. The local galleries that once lined North Davidson Street are mostly gone. In their place is a succession of bars, restaurants, and coffee shops. Back in 2006, NODA had 8 galleries. Today, there's just 1. Organized gallery crawls have given way to disorganized pub crawls. There's a good reason for that, says Joe Kuhlman. He heads up the NODA Business Council.
So the cost of retail space and everything just kind of made it where the business model of an art gallery became more difficult.
The financial crisis of 2008 had plenty to do with that, but Kuhlman says there are other factors. The more popular NODA became, the more real estate prices rose. Gallery owners found themselves priced out of the neighborhood.
The retail space and the costs of those spaces and the just wall space, costs a lot of money.
And then there's the internet. It's often easier to sell artwork online. Sure, Charlotte's long-standing art showcases like the Mint and the Blumenthal remain, but what about local art? Where is it? Let's start here, in a place that doesn't sound like a typical art gallery. If it sounds like a bar, you're right, but it's also a gallery. This is Gallery 22, which Rodney Raines opened 5 years ago in Plaza Midwood.
We just knew that we were going to have to do something that would generate more money on its own than you can count on from a gallery, and which is precisely why so many galleries fell apart in North Davidson.
Customers sip wine and microbrews as they peruse more than 24 paintings and prints on the walls. They range from abstract clashes of color to pop art renderings of tacos and hot dogs. Displays rotate every month or so, and pieces sell for as low as $10 and as much as $8,000. Raines takes a 40% commission.
We have something that allows people to feel like they're part of the art community, and that's the important part to me. That social structure that's being created.
So local art really isn't evaporating, it's just dispersing to art-friendly businesses that sell paintings and photographs along with drinks, food, and coffee.
I found for myself that restaurants and breweries and pubs and cafes were good for my work.
Tim Schaefer goes online to sell his paintings of rock stars like Bob Dylan and stylized portraits of classic cars. But he isn't shy about asking business owners to display his work.
I mean, I have a lot of artist friends that we talk about this all the time. You know, how do you market? And it's kind of a free-for-all.
He's had luck simply going to his usual hangouts like Heist Brewery and NODA. He hung a 4x10-foot painting of his, an impressionistic rendering of marbles, in the place. Eventually, the owners bought it.
I just walk in with a piece of artwork and show them what I've got. And I think I go to places that I would enjoy hanging out in because I think my work would settle in there better or be viewed better.
And local artists are getting more support from the Arts and Science Council, which seemed unlikely a decade ago. Traditionally, the ASC has relied on workplace giving and large charitable donations to fund big arts institutions. The established and local art scenes had little connection. But in the past 3 years, the ASC has started to give local artists more exposure. There are programs such as Art Pop, in which the paintings of 20 artists occupy billboards throughout town. One of Schaefer's works, an enormous acrylic painting of marbles, he admits a strange obsession with marbles, is on display off the Brookshire Expressway near Interstate 85. It's one of the new avenues local artists will have to turn to, says Paul Sires.
People who are bemoaning the loss of edgy art galleries and things like that, it's just each generation has to figure out how they're going to put stuff together and go out and try to do it and make it happen.
Paul and his wife Ruth Ava Lyons are credited with starting NODA's Arts District 20 years ago when they opened the Center of the Earth Art Gallery. They closed the gallery in 2010, but Paul remains optimistic about the opportunities local artists have. In some ways, this is an old story. The best art markets, like the best artists, are constantly changing shape. For WFAE News, I'm Greg LaCour in Charlotte.
This story was produced as part of the Charlotte Arts Journalism Alliance with support from the Wells Fargo Foundation.